course, I'd like to try and finish this thing of Sadi Dawood. Sheets on the first set of sheets, yesterday's set of sheets, I think is labeled Sur Lamed Hey, so up to 27, Anaf Hey, that's the Ramah. And Sif Hey. Some inside Dalit Sif Hey in the Ramah. Ramah writes, the second line of the Ramah, he says, Kedera Shabishlu Bo Yerokos Omayim. They have a pot in which you cook the parim, vegetables, you put water, the tachvabo kaf benyomo, okay, and you stuck in a spoon, which is a benyomo spoon, but bahakadera ain't a benyomo, but the pot in which you were cooking was not a benyomo. Oh, lehefer, okay, oh, sheesh, b'macho, oh, lehefer, the other way around. In other words, you had the kadera was a basyomo, but the kaf was not a benyomo. Okay, either way. Oh, sheyesh b'machal shishin, or if there's 60 in the food against the, in the vegetable, the potatoes, the water, whatever it is against the kaf, then I'll call shori. Then everything's mutter. That's mikra din. Everything's mutter. Okay. In other words, in the case with the shishin, it doesn't matter. In the case of the shishin, even if both kelim are b'nei yom. In other words, in the first part of the Ramah, he says if one of the kelim is b'nei yom, one is eda b'nei yom, whichever way. Okay, or in this case, if there's shishin, it doesn't say it, but it means even if everything's ben yomo, nonetheless hakol mutter. But he writes, v'nogi lahachmir lechol hamachol kimin hakli shu ben yomo. The meaning is to be machmir, to eat the food like the kli. Well, to explain what that means, like the kli which was the ben yomo, whichever one it was, whether it was the pot or it was the kaf or it was the milking of flesh, whatever it was. And the lesser are cliche and a minyoma, the asur yon kli. Okay, means to require the kasher. And the Ramah concludes, ve'eino el chumer ba'alma ki medina hakol shori. This is all a chumer because medina, everything is mutter. So says the Ramah here. The idea is, again, that you eat the items that are being cooked inside this pot are parv. All right, and the minig is to eat the parv like the kli, which was the benyomo, and to asur the other thing. Again, it's all a chumer. So this would seem to be based on something from the Sefer HaTruma, okay, the Sefer HaTruma, and the I printed it for you in Simon Samach of the Sefer HaTruma, is that correct? Yeah, Simon Samach Aleph, Simon Samach Aleph. And the Truma is talking about the following case, all right? Basically, the longest is that not Barnat. Because this would seem to be a regular case of not barnat. In other words, why is there any room for any kind of chum altogether here? This would seem to be a regular case of not barnat. Right? You have a pot in which you're cooking parv items, all right? And there was a fleishiga pot or a milking spoon and so on and so forth. So it should be a regular case, but the food inside is water, the food inside of potatoes or vegetables. So it should be a regular case of not barnat. But the Truma has a certain chumrah. That he's talking about a case where what basically says is that not barnat is mutter only when the nesinas tam, the flavor that's imparted by the two different items, whether the milk or the fleishig, they in effect arrive separately. Okay, in other words, the flavor comes out separately. First, one flavor comes out, then it sticks in the outside, and the other flavor comes out, and so on. All right. Like, for example, the case of the original case of not barnat, the Gemara Chulin, we touched upon yesterday, we'll see again today, the case in Kufiyat Alman Beis about Dogim, right? Dogim Shalom Bekara. All right, in such a case, the Tom Sheni, so to speak, the Basar, the Tom of the Basar goes into the fish before you take the fish and mix it with milk, right? That's the case of Dogim Shalom Bekara. You had the fish that was hot and was put on a fleishiger plate. So the fish takes some of the fleishiger flavor, that nesinas tam. Then you go ahead, you take that fish, and you put it with kutach, with the milk, right? So there's a separation in terms of when the flavor when the flavors are transferred. But here, okay, when you have it, they come together. okay, then we don't apply not by not that Torah. The case that the Sefer Trum is talking about, we're going to get to it in the next siman, he's talking about a case where a person is washing. You have a hudchub maimros from machas cholev v'sheinu b'asyom. But first he talks about, well, the main part that we need to look at is with at the end of that Sefer Trum, from Siman Samach Aleph. He says, in gam hamachvas cholevis hi bas yoma, if you have a again a milk and a fleshy kli which are bas yoma, like the kavar karsha basa, both the milk of the pan and the fleshy meat with the meat the kara was all ben yoma. Pshitra kol also tam osan karsha basa niflat b'mayim. The tam machvas shachol niflat b'mayim. So you look at the last line in kad miyad nesu hamayim mishum bas mechalov shteim. If you wash a fleshy pan and a milk of spoon or whichever way it is in the water at the same time, that's what he's talking about. That's the case Sefer Trum is talking about. So then the Nesinas Tam comes at the same time. Now the Tam of Basar Chol comes, that's not, that he says would not be considered not par not. You follow? Not par not is when you one flavor comes out. Now you take that item and bring it somewhere else and the other flavor comes out into this item. Again, consider the case of Dagger Shaul Bakar, the classic case. But here, when you're talking about taking a fleshig and a milchig, you know, thing, fleshig pot and milchig spoon, or whichever way it is, and you're washing it together in water, so then whatever flavor comes out, the two flavors in effect come out together. So that's what the Sefer Trum is talking about. Now, in our case, the putting a milchig spoon in a fleshig pot, which is being used for parv, okay, so the parv will have an asinus tam of meat. Right, the parv will have an asinus tam of meat from the, and the spoon is an asinus tam of challah, and so to speak, they meet together. So therefore, one can say that's not a case of not barnat. That's not a case of not barnat that's going to be mutter, because in effect, the two things sort of come together. When you put the spoon inside the pot, so that whatever flavor emerges, so to speak, at the same time. That's in terms of the boss of the challah. That's what, so to speak. The Ramah seems to be based upon. So many Rishonim in 2 seconds disagree with the whole Sefer Trum. The Ran, I printed here, the Ran in Chulin Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, page of the Riv, in the middle of the first Dibur. The Dibur begins on Mem Aleph Mem Aleph page because quotes of Chosef Sefer Truma. Okay, the quotes of the Ramban disagrees with the Sefer Truma, but the Ran himself agrees. The Rosh in Chulin Parakhes and Chof Tes also disagrees with the Sefer Truma. So basically, it's a Machokus Rishonim. Machokus Rishonim. All right. So. So that's the so the Ramah kind of is a middle position. Ramah says that it's a chumrah. Ramah says that mikra din it's mutter. I call shari, but it's a chumrah. Yeah, let me ask you.
When we do a dollar
on a
feet, we have to wait benyamim for the
hagala. We assume we have to wait benyamim for the right.
We do.
Yes.
So there's no chashash for people like when we pass from the court case after people are going to know the translation.
You're supposed to wait. The person who there is a din that when you do hagola, I think it says in the Shulchan Aruch proper. So this one of those things says Ein Magilin Ella Bifnei Baal Hagola, not Baal Hagola wagon driver. Yiddish, the old Yiddish of Baal Hagola was a wagon driver. That was a job that not the most motivated or skilled people took. A regular job. So they say it was sometimes used derogatorily. Here it means Baal Hagola. That's how he knows the din. Usually in the shul, that somebody asks, was the, you know, supposed to, the rabbi sends out the thing of okay, that says to wait for the libun you don't need to. The far goal you're supposed to get.
So we're not perfect with
again, because there's cool as even they did. They're cool as even they did, but sure. Okay. Anyway, so it's a machloka, so that may be what this Ramor is based upon. Okay. But the Shach points out something interesting is the cotton your test. The Shach says that which the idea that you have, the language he said is a little funny. He said you have to eat the food together with the, or in a whatever the ben yomo kli was. The ben yomo kli was fleishig, then this part of food should eat with fleishig. The ben yomo kli was milk again, whichever way it works, whichever one was the kaf, whichever one was the kederi, whichever was ben yomo, whichever not ben yomo, but you have to follow what the, in terms of the food what the ben yomo kli was. Says the Shach, it's a cotton yuches. That's not a chumrah. That's mikra din. Okay, that's mikra din. Okay, he says if the Ramah sounds like it's only a chumrah. The Shach writes, "Kainu b'chol asor ve'ino nochanim kain mashma denogim lechol kamin haklishu ben yomu dahayim haklish ben yomu ucholav ochos ucholav in baser." Okay. Anyway, in kain hey chosol zed ve'ino chum ba'alma. Okay, this goes back to that Ribban, that Tosus on Kuf Yalaf Beis. In some states, not Ribban, but it doesn't apply by Bishul and so on, and they don't have the Kula, and of course many people hold this way, so it's really, he thinks that's Mekar Adin. He thinks that's Mekar Adin, and not just a Chumrah. And therefore, he sort of is Magia. He says what's meant here by the Ramo means is only a Chumrah, is when you talk about putting the power of thing into a kli, you have to put it into a fleshy kli. Let's say you're going to eat it by itself, you're not going to eat it with anything. In other words, the Shach is saying, if you're going to eat this item, again, what's our case, right? We have a pot of vegetables or water that's cooking in one type of pot, and you put the spoon in, and one was ben yom, either the spoon was ben yom and the kedera wasn't, or vice versa. So our boss says a chumrah. The chumrah is to eat the food with whatever type of food the ben yomo kli or ka'ara was, right? Or kedera was. So says the shop, that's not a chumrah, that's very likely make our din. He says, what the chumrah is, let's say I'm going to eat the potatoes myself with nothing. I just want to put it down in a fleshig or milchig kli. I have two cabinets, so I want to take out either the fleshig bowl or the milchig bowl. So to put it down in just a kli, that's the chumrah. The chumrah, to put it in the kli, to put it in the bowl that was similar to the ben yomo kli. That's a chumrah. But if you want to eat it with, that already is mikra din. That's what the Shach points out. So the difference of the meat in a kli, assuming that's what the meat, that's a chumrah. But to put it with, to eat it with, that's a difference between in and with, basically. Okay, in and with. If you're putting it in a bowl or on a plate, and you're trying to decide, should I use a fleshig plate, should I use a milchig plate, so then you should use whichever one was the kli ben yomo. That's a chumrah. If you're talking about eating it together with either milchig or fleshig, then you have to eat. That's just not a chumrah. That's mikra din. That's what Shach points out. Chokhmas Adam, Klamam Ches, Sifud Aleph, he says really the whole thing, he's making, it really depends on the person. Okay? If the person would prefer to eat it, with the kli that's ben yomo, that's good, you know, then he doesn't care one way or the other, that's what he should. But he has a preference, and he doesn't have to be makbid. Okay? And the Taz is a cotton test, discusses the other issue that you asu the kli. Okay? Why should you asu the kli? All right? Why should you have to kashu the kli? Less or a kli shen ben yomo? Why is that? So the Taz simply points out that flows from the previous din. In other words, we don't say not barna lechatchila. If you remember yesterday, we had the Taz in the big machok, the Taz in the Shach in that Daf Achron versus the Shach Taz in the Daf Achron versus the Shach and the Kuntres Achron and so on, where the Shach disagrees completely with the Mechaber. And you know, regarding not by not, then the Taz says that they're only talking about lechatchila. So the Taz here says that the flowing from that lechatchila is also lechatchila kasha the kli. One didn't depend on the other. And the Prima Gadim again, it's important test. The Prima Gadim points out that a shat sadchak, then you can you can use it even with an ena binyan or something else to be mad. Okay. Next, in the sif of, so again we have another sefer atruma. Who talks about if you have I printed here, that's Simon Samach. Alkein tzorech lizor shelo yachto pesachim choleves lo shum velo betzal, not to cut certain types of sharp vegetables and come back to that dover chorek. Okay, but he says achrechein nosu b'kdei rosachas mutu b'shish mevatel tam asakin abalua b'yeret. Okay, if you have a flavor in the sakin which is balua, it's not actual basu chol, it's balua. Okay. And there's only a little bit in it, so he's mechalek between whether you're using a sakin that is sakin shel akum, meaning we have iser in it, okay, as opposed to when you have bas v'cholov in it. So bas v'cholov is by bas v'cholov, it's enough. Just a moment. Yeah, it's enough to have shishim against whatever is balua in the knife, whereas by sort of use of a knife that is used for iser, for chazer, or something like that, zakin shakum, then you have to have shir kol hayerek, the chaticha atzon as the veil, but sorg shisha kamo. You have to have not just the iser that's balua in the vegetable, I mean the vegetable, as opposed to the vegetable itself. In other words, do you say chaticha nas that's available by balua? Okay, you have vegetables, and now the vegetable is absorbed, so we say the whole vegetable becomes fleshing. So that depends whether you're dealing with Basar Cholov or you're dealing with Shari Surim. According to the Sefer HaTrumah, if you're dealing with Shari Surim, so then the whole thing becomes Chatir HaNas Tavela. Mashenu came by Bas V'Cholav, he says, Mutar B'Shish L'Vatel Tam Hasak Nabalua B'Yarek. Again, whatever was in the meat, was in the knife that came into the vegetable, that's good enough. You don't have to measure against the whole vegetable. Whatever, came in, whatever Bliya came in, that's what you have to measure against. So let's take a look at the tour. Okay, the tour over here in Siv Vav of Simon Tzadi Dalek. Right. Afal gav the shari surim shabatari iser habalu abahati gom bitzalim blu am iser ubisham ikdera shalhata tzorach shishim kenegah kol habitzalim blu sagi bishishim kenegah kol habliyam. By Shari Sum, we say that if Isser is Balev Meheter, okay, Isser Blue Meheter, I mean, Heter is Balev from Isser. Go. If it's Solim, Blue Meheter, onions, whatever, those Blue Meheter, and you cook them in a Kadeir Shaheter, then you need Shishim against all the onions. Below Sagi Beshishim, Kadeir Kalablia. But the Boss Mechalab ain't okay. Shim, Solim, Iraq is Blue Mebosser. You have bitzar vegetables, which are have a bli of basar. Ubishleim b'kedera cholev, you cook them in a milchig pot. Im yodua kama basar blu of bitzalam, ubirakos, ein tzarech ala shishim, can I get a basar? Below, can I get kol habitzalam b'ayirakos? You only need shishim against whatever the bli is, and not against all the vegetables. That's how the Torah paskins. Okay? And the Beis Yosef explained very simply that the distinction is, are we dealing with a bli of Isser, a bli of Heter? Let's remember again, by Basar v'chol, the original bli of is a bli of Heter. Right? It only becomes a problem now that you cooked it in a different pot. So that's one story. But when you have a bli of Isser, like by Shari, so it's a different story. Okay? Now, that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins here in Sivvah. Okay, very quickly. B'tzalam Yerokos, Shabluim, Mibasar, Obisham, Mikdera, Cholevis, Ignadua, Kama Basar Blue, but Tzalam Yerokos, Ain't Tzalak Shishim, Ela Kenegar HaBasar. And there are more rights. Lo Shayach Lo Machaticha Nas Nevela, Hol of Adayim Kulo Heter. And that's the point here. There's no Chaticha Nas Nevela by a Bliya that's a Heter. At the time, it's a Bliya of Heter. Right, that's the lumdus here. There's no concept of chaticha nas in the vela, even by Basu Chol. When at the time of the original bliya, there was no iser. Right, you were cooking vegetables that had a bliya of meat, so that's not usher. Nothing usher about cooking vegetables in a fleshing pot. So there's no bliya. So you don't say chaticha nas in the vela. The lo shayach lo ma chaticha nas in the vela. Ho va dain kulo heter. The lo chayin ain tzorach l'shar. Rak ma kenegin ma shabola. And if a kol shekain b'kedera shel cholov shebishul b'mayim toch meisleis v'chaka bishul b'basar lo minit tzarach l'shar k'neged kol ha'mayim rak neged l'cholov shebol ha'kedera. So that's what the Rama adds. So this is fairly straightforward. Okay, the Shach comments again, just explaining. It's called Beis. The Shach says that the concept of chaticha nas in the vela, that's what you're talking about, creating basar b'cholov. Creating basar b'chol, okay. But okay, that's one point. But the idea is again, to distinguish heter and iser, because the whole idea is that heter can, so to speak, be weakened. The tam of heter can be weakened. We talk about nosin tam, bar nosin tam. All this really introduction to the next sinim, by not, but. Heter can be weakened because there's no, but Isser remains Bisuro. Isser, it's harder to weaken. That's an important point to keep in mind with the Shach mentions. Okay? Now, but the other thing the Shach says is that, again, because not by Hatera, that's when the Tom is weakened. But he then discusses again the issue of, we discussed in previously, the Machokas, the Shach, and the Bach about resetting the clock. Okay, when do we start measuring me'es le'es? When do we start measuring the me'es le'es? In other words, if you cook the power of item within the me'es le'es of the milk and cooking, so when do you reset the clock? So he said, you don't have to reset the clock because when this water was cooked, there was no basar b'chol. So I have a pot that's milchig, okay, and cook the pot milchig at the 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Now at noon, I cooked water in that pot. Now, like we discussed yesterday, I cooked water in that pot. Now we're trying to figure out when is the pot going to be in the base lace. Do you have to start? When does the clock start ticking? The clock starts ticking when you put milk in, or do you start again when you put the water in? So here, the Shach says you don't have to start again when you put the water in. You have to start again because the time you put the water in, where's the Isser? There's nothing aser at that point. By the time you put the water in, there's no bas b'chalav. So what happens when you cook the water? What happens to the chalav? So the chalav comes out and gets reabsorbed. The same chalav that was there since 6-7 o'clock in the morning, right? That's not new. It's not a new cheftz of iser. When did we say the clock starts ticking again? What is a new cheftz of iser? Bas b'chalav. But then put water in. So no new. Nothing. It's the same milk that you have has been there since 7 o'clock. Comes out, goes back in. And so it's blue again. So it's the same milk. So after 24 hours, since it originally came in, that's when the 24 hours are going to be up. You don't have to remeasure again. You don't have to reset the clock again at the time you put the water in. It's the same milk. All right? However, when you're dealing with a blias iser, okay, if I cook in a pot which has a blias iser, okay, then the water absorbs the iser. The water absorbs the iser. Then that water now becomes chaticha razmel. Then you have to set the clock over again. That's the same. And again, that's a chiluk. Similar to what we mentioned before. That's what the Shach points out over here. It's a cotton chav bay. It's a cotton chav gimel. He has a tshuva from the Maram de Lublin that he has a cooler, so to speak, with regards to an onion. That there's ways that you all mutter. Okay, that's really enough for this sim. Okay, last. So that takes care of the. I want to finish up yesterday. Let's move on now to Siv Zayin, which introduces us to the concept of Duchta the Sakina. We talked about it before. So the starting point in the sugya of Duchta the Sakina, okay, which means the pressure or the when you cut someone with a knife, the difference between knives and other things. Some of you may have heard in the area of Kashrut, sometimes there's a different din with regards to knives than there are with regards to other things. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about here, because of what's Duchta the Sakina, the pressure of the knife, when you cut with a knife, so it has the tendency or the ability to bring stuff out, to extract flavor more dramatically or more powerfully than other things. So just sticking a spoon in a pot or something like that. The knife, the pressure of the knife, duchta d'sakina. So that's the sugya in Chulan Daf Ches Amud Beis. But the Gemara discussed the following. At the beginning of Masechus Chulan talks about Shchita, so that's the topic over here. And it says as follows, Itmar Shochet B'sakin Shol Oved Kochav. Let's say a person shechted an animal using a knife which had belonged to a goy. It means it was used to Isurim. Okay, the knife was used for Isurim. Rav Omar Kolev. Rav says you require klipa. Okay, again, where that part of the neck where the meat was, where the animal was touched by the trefa knife. Okay, and Rav Barchana Omar Mediach. He said, no, it's enough just to rinse it off. All you got to do is rinse it off. You don't even kalei klipa. Maybe it's because there's a question of how do we view the base hashchita, the neck of the animal. Is that considered, when you cut the knife, is that like considered a warm area? And after all, there is, animals are warm-blooded, so an animal has its own internal heat, body heat. Well, I don't know what a human being is, 98.6. Is that all matter? I don't know what cows are, but there is some sort of whatever the animal is, but there's some sort of internal heat, the body heat. So what do we say about the Beis HaShchita? Do we consider that halakhically to be like Rosea? To be like Boha?
101.5.
101.5
is good. There
we go. 101.5. So for us, there'll be a fever, but that's normal. Good. So the basis. So the question is, we know it's hot. I mean, even not knowing the exact amount. The question is, halachically, is the Beis HaShchita considered Rosea? Or is Beis HaShchita considered like cold? It's not really warm enough to be considered hot lahalacha. So Marsov our Beis HaShchita Tzonin, Marsov Beis HaShchita Rosea, right? I mean, one opinion is that the one who says you need a hadacha only will consider it to be like a cold. You just rinse it off, right? The iser touched something cold, so you solve the problem by rinsing it off. That's the mandomer says hadacha. The other mandomer says, no, there's klipa because he considers it to be hot enough. That's what the Gemara proposes. And the Gemara says, no. Look, the chulei alma Beis HaShchita Roseachu. Okay, everyone agrees that it's hot. Mana recall of Shapri, so the Klipa, we understand. Mana Mediach, I did a treatise in one La Fuke Dal, Lo Bali. Okay, since we have a rule that when something is Bolea, it's not, when something is Polate, it's not Bolea, right? Something expels, it's not, so the neck is spitting out blood, so to speak, is expelling blood, so it's not Bolea. But in any event, the idea is, and the Negamar is another economic, fine. But that's the, let's see. So then Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Ikadami the kula basis good tzoni." Mandar mediach shapi. Then the other flip side, this flip side, this is the more important side for us. That the base of shita is cold, considered halachically cold. Mandar amar mediach shapi. Mandar amar kolif. Why? If it's considered like tzoni, it's not hot, it's not roseif, it's not hot enough to be labeled as roseif. I mean, 101 is not yet, by the way, I mean, it's a good point. 101 is not yet, it's lettuce. I mean, any shit is. It's not that hot. It's warm, it's not that hot. Okay, so, agav duchke the sakina bala. Okay? But nevertheless, even though it's not considered hot, but because of the duchke the sakina, there's an Indian called duchke the sakina, and the duchke the sakina makes it, even though the base of shkita is considered halachically cold, so there's a machokas, do we consider duchke the sakina or not? And the other opinion says, yeah, we do, and that's why it requires kidei klipa. You can read the Rashi's, to figure it out. Rashi makes everything clear, as always. Rashi says on duchke the sakina, that will look at shemeshavshu b'osu b'dochei bala. Okay, press it hard, it's balea. Okay, so we're going to be machmer. Now, so that's the idea of duch and sakina. So again, the smack in which, yes?
I guess we're assuming that duch and sakina means both of the food that we're affecting, despite it not being hot enough, will be bole, and the knife itself will be
bole. Yeah.
So both of them are happening?
All right, so pressure? Yeah. Okay, now. So let's see. So let's apply it now to us. So the smak in Mitzvah Reish Hay, so at the end of Mitzvah Reish Hay writes in source 3. There's some extra ones here that we can get. Vashochet pesakim shel goy shubanyoma aloch kirav to omar kolev. Okay, we pass like Rav and say, can they clip it? Just like Rashi says. Ene yodeh shubanyoma, bistom yesh al omar she'ena ben yoma, the stam kli goyim ene ben yoma. He said, we have a general rule that stam kli is not a ben yoma. We have all kinds of kelim, you use every one of them every day, so we're not sure you can say that it's ena ben yoma. Okay? But the Gemara then says, the smak then says, the reason behind Rav, that's we pass like Rav, you need klipas. Why? Because the agav the base of shkita tzonin, even though afogav the base of shkita tzonin, I mean the agav duchka the sakina bola. So based on this, the Rabbeinu Peretz, again, a lot of these dinim are based on the smak and the Rabbeinu Peretz. So in source 4, the Haggadah Rabbeinu Peretz on this. Smak in Os Yudalit, he writes, "V'yesh sherotzim lahatir mikan basa roseach shechotcho besakin cholevet a hot piece of meat which I cut with a milchigan knife, even if it's ben yomo." This could come up in a kitchen, not an atypical question. A mistake, you have a piece of meat, you reach in the wrong drawer, or somebody put the housekeeper into it. We're always blame the housekeeper. Problem is the husband. Put the wrong knife in the wrong drawer. Okay? So you take out a milk knife, you start cutting the steak, and all of a sudden you realize, oh my gosh, it's a milk knife and it's a hot flesh steak. So the Rabbeinu Peretz says, Yesh Sherotzim Lahatir Mikan, Bosar Oseh Shechoko Vesachin Chos, Ayde Klipa. Okay? So why? Okay? So he says that the Ha'ika Lishna, the Base of Shita Roseh, but the Ha'ika, come around, the Sagi the Klipa. The Rab says, even if you hold the Base of Shita Roseh, Rab said that's Kadei Klipa. Mechain cost of the Sefer Rabbeinu Baruch. That's Rabbeinu Baruch writes. Rabbeinu Baruch is the author of the Sefer HaTruma. Okay, Rabbeinu Baruch is one of the Balei Atosis. Rabbeinu Baruch, again, so there's two different works. There's the Sefer HaTrumos and the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is Rabbeinu Baruch. I think it's in the Shabbos Piyut Baruch Kelayom, who's attributed to him, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, but besides that, he wrote the Sefer HaTruma. So the, and it's a, we don't know that much about it. We're just one of the Balei Tosfos. In any event, so Rabbeinu Peretz also, Rabbeinu Peretz quotes is Rabbeinu Baruch, okay? And according to Rabbeinu Baruch, all you need is Kedei Klipa. However, Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees. He says, "Umiu ain't on either double arayim." Not the same. The hard this side with Klipa Beis Shechita for the Malo Beis Shechita Rosei. We call Malkom ain't Kala Behemer Rosei. Just 1 second. It could be that the animal that by the Beis Shechita will consider it to be Rosacha. Because that's what it, especially at the time you're shechting, what's coming out when you're shechting? Blood. So blood is warm. So there's heat at that point. But the whole animal, you touch the animal on the outside, it's not hot. Right? Internally, okay, especially now near the neck where there's blood pouring out, that's going to be hot. But but the rest of the animal's not hot. So there we can make them, okay? Dafkish deva klipa smucha mokum beis achito hashita. But a piece of steak that just came out of the broiler, the whole piece is hot. Okay? And kishachotcha b'sakin chod, no, mispashek b'kula. And you start cutting it with a milchig knife, so that the whole piece, the blea, the milchig in the knife is going to spread throughout the entire piece of meat. The whole piece of meat is hot. Unless, imein osam, unless it's shishim. Okay? So, and the Rebbeinu Peretz again brings up, we discussed earlier, the last sibun of cham niktzos, so cham kulo. Now you have the knife, right? So part of the knife was now hot from cutting the meat, and the rest is going to become hot also, cham niktzos, so cham kulo. All right? And he says, if you don't have, anyway, that's the opinion of Rebbeinu Peretz, and he says it's usur, because the whole piece of meat is hot and it spreads. So that's the background of machlokas in terms of the shaila. So let's take a look on the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Zayin. Shemachab writes, Bosar Oseah, Shetachvo Besakin Cholevis, Kol Hachaticha Asura, Shemachab writes, Im Ein Bo Shishim, Ein Hachanami. That's how we paskin. A piece of a hot piece of meat, which you cut with a milchig knife, okay, typical case, yep. You have Oseah here. Anyway, so, Bosar Oseah, Shechotcho Besakin Cholevis, Kol Hachaticha Asura, Ein Bo Shishim, Keneged Mokom Asakin, Shechotcha Bosar. Okay, so that's the first thing that the mechaber tells us. Okay, and the whole piece of meat is also says the shach and sukkot and chavav. Says the shach and sukkot and chavav because okay, the reason is because the whole chaticha is hot. Mashenakim by the case of the shechita. Then he quotes a marshal, who says that the reason by Marshal is a different din by the Shechita, he says it's also because the dam is going to asur, because the blood is coming out, but he rejects that. So the Shach says what we said before. Now, then he says, in Sukkot and Chav Zayin, the Shach points out something else important. Sukkot and Chav Zayin. He says, usually we say that when you have a Dabar Isser, Dabar Asur, that touches a Dabar Heter, Isser touches Heter, Chutz L'Rotev, without Rotev, okay, so then we assume that the Isser is Kedei Netila. Netila is more than Klipa. It's not Kulo. Netila is the width of a finger. Okay, that's more than Klipa, but it's not Kedei Kulo. So usually we say that's going to be in some Kuf Hei. Okay, later on. Want to look in the Shach, he says, Avagadil Kametzim Kuf Hei Sital, Kosova, Torbeis Yosef, De Im Nofa Yisachatik and Derechu, Chutzuoto Sagim Netila. Okay, Yishlomar the shiny hocha the agav dochi the sakino is pasim for kulo. Why are we machmir here? Okay, why is this any different? Again, we're talking about a milchig knife cutting a fleshy piece of meat. We say it asks the whole meat, but in Siman Kuf Hey it says that if a piece of an actual piece of milchig food touches the meat, it's sagi lo b'knei dana field sufficient to have netila, right? If you have Nafal Isa Chatichim, they were outside the rotev, where nothing travels. So Natila is good enough. So, how come here we're more machmer? So, the Shach explains. Because Agav Dukka, the Sakina, is Pashim Bakulo. That's the issue of, once again, of Dukka the Sakina. The Dukka the Sakina makes the Issa spread. Okay? Now, he then explains further, he brings up a few other cases just to sort of focus. I can focus with you on the combination of different things here. First of all, we talked about Dabar Charif. We're going to talk about that at greater length when we get to it, but Dabar Charif. Okay, so if a person cut a davar charif with a sakin that's osir, so then you need kedei netila. It comes out an interesting thing. Onions, one of the problems always is sharp foods, onions, radishes, these types of things, because those foods have the capacity. We had it in the Gemara, remember? We had it in the Gemara, according to at least one opinion. The reason we're machmer when you cut an onion, as opposed to cutting squash or other vegetables, cucumbers, the other example the Gemara gave on the kufi and the beza. So it's because sharp foods have the capacity to pull out. And they have the capacity to pull out flavor even when it's an eno ben yomo. That's the chumr. But the Shach points out that chumr doesn't apply over here. Okay? In other words, the chumr does not apply. A davar charif, which is cut with a sak and its usher, it's sufficient to do it kedei netila. Even though so the davar charif is going to be here more makel than with heat. You follow? We're talking about a hot piece of meat. The Shach simply draws the contrast that even though one might think that an onion or a davar charif is in some ways is stricter than a hot piece of food, doesn't pull out of an Eina Ben Yomo, right? Does not pull out of it, but a sharp food does. However, this is the flip side of that. This is the other side. However, a hot thing is, can pull out the whole, can asa the whole piece, as opposed to a davar chol with only asa kedei netilah. In plain English, let's say you have just, when you have just the heat, that's what we call tzli, right? Without rota. Right? When you have just heat. Okay, that's called tzli. So then we say netilah is enough. If you have just duchka de sakina, so then, like we saw in the Gemara Chulin, then washing it off is enough. But when you have the combination of something hot plus duchka de sakina, then it answers the whole thing. But by duchka, but davar charev plus duchka de sakina is only kedei netilah. So it comes out as follows, what the Shach points out. Something hot plus duchka de sakina is stricter than davar charev with duchka de sakina. That's what comes out. At least in terms of the, what I might call the quality of the bliya. Okay, the quality of the bliya is less with davar charev plus duchka de sakina than it is with something hot with duchka de sakina. What do I mean quality? Because it's not going to aser it as much. It's only going to aser kedei netilah as opposed to something hot. It's going to aser kedei kulo. Okay, the whole thing's going to be aser. On the other hand, in terms of quantity, duchka de sakina plus davar charev is stronger than something hot because it pulls out even sinayin ben yoma. That's what Shach wants over here. Now there's a secondary question here. The Shulchan Aruch says if you cut the fleishiga steak, hot fleishiga steak with the milk knife, it says you have to have shishim against what? Can I get makom asachin shechotach habasar? What exactly does that mean? So that we mentioned in the past seemed to be machlokas between the Rishonim. We had the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mordechai back in source 7 is back in the Rabbeinu Peretz Reishu Gimel Oz Beis. Miyu Omer Mori the Tzarch Ian Matekas Chamitzaso the Matekas Chamitzaso Cham Kulo. Hayinet Gama Shalom Nichnas Barotik Poli. What if the case? Remember the case? We stuck the spoon into the pot. How much do you have to measure against? Only the part of spoon that was in the pot, or the whole spoon? Remember that machlokes. So one opinion is you say Chamitzaso Cham Kulo. But even if we were stuck in only the round part of the spoon went into the dish, but we are measured against what? The whole spoon. Remember that? Recall last week, right? Chamitzoso chamkulo. So is that the same thing here? So the time we referred to this, at the time I showed you this, okay? What about with the knife? Do we say the whole knife or only the part of the blade which actually cut? So it's going to be end up being the same machlokas. The Rabbeinu Peretz is mach where you have to cut, you look at the whole piece, the whole spoon, so it'll probably say you have to look at the whole knife. Whereas the Mordechai and Chulin, Parag Zayin Sin Tafresh Ayin Chaz, who says only consider what went in. The stomach's going to be the same thing here. The Taz points out in Simkot and Yerbeis, all right, that he says, we assume here, the Mechaber assumes, that you only need Shishim, you don't need Shishim against the whole knife, just against the part that touched the Issa. Okay? He also quotes the Maharshal that you don't necessarily have to make this dependent on chamitzoso chamkulo. Even if you deny chamitzoso chamkulo, as opposed to a spoon that you're putting into a pot, how do you cut with a knife? It's kind of a back and forth motion. So more of it is in contact. Even if you don't say chamitzoso chamkulo, you still have to look at the whole thing, perhaps. The Maharshal's mapping, you still have to look at the whole thing because of the way people tend to cut. Okay, so more of the blade than the stomach touch. Okay, but the Shach and Simchon Chav Ches is willing to be makel as well. Okay, willing to be makel as well. Now, why is it, Miswara, just to digress for a few moments, Miswara, why do we have these extra chumras by a knife? What's the lumdus of having these extra chumras with a knife? What makes a knife different than anything else? All right, so again, in the Hagosa of the Peretz, back when we started, Mitzvah Reish Hei, all right, we started this post Tesserov. He quotes Rabbeinu Baruch, once again, as saying that even a sakin that's ain't a benyomo, you need kidei klipa. Why? He says, mipnei shamnunis shala ala sakin. The nature of a knife is that because it cuts, so there's more absorbed, there's more fattiness, there's more gook, there's more stuff on the knife. And apparently the concern was the knives weren't always clean. It's harder to clean knives, even for us today. It's harder to clean knives. Okay? Now, we have sponges and Brillo and whatever, scrubbies, and all these things that are abrasive, so it gets the stuff off. But if you've ever washed the dishes, okay, you know it is harder. The knife has more stuff on it. It's just the way it is, because the way the knife cuts and so on. So they have more stuff on it. So that's what they were concerned about. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says, we're more concerned about knives. And the Mechaber actually paskins If you take a look in the back in the Shulchan, he says, "Eino ben yomo." Even if it's not ben yomo, or "Eino deyah shu ben yomo," "Eino osel kedei klipa." It's still osel, but it's only osel kedei klipa. It's not osel the whole thing, but it's osel kedei klipa. So the question is as follows. 1 second. So we're talking about a milchige knife, which is not ben yomo, which cuts meat. So we said the sakin is osel, and the food is it has blius of basim chalos. The knife's going to be osel. But the food requires kedei klipa. 1 second, why? Why should that be? We should all ask the question, if it's ainu ben yomo, so why does the utensil impact the food at all? I have a knife that's ainu ben yomo. I put the oven. I take a knife that's ainu ben yomo, a milchige knife, and I cut meat with it. Why should the meat even need kedei klipa? Whatever blia is in the knife is ainu ben yomo, so why is there any problem at all? Understand the question? I mean, that's what should bother us here. Why should it's going back to the same question as this. Why is knives different? But the just to phrase it this way, the mechaber just paskin eino odeh shu ben yomo eino osel kedei klipa. Well, it's true. It doesn't ask the whole thing. It's only kedei klipa. Why is it even kedei klipa? I mean, the question: why is it kedei klipa? It shouldn't be kedei klipa. The knife was eino ben yomo. And second of all, you want to say that there's some sort of a special chumrah. So why does klipa work? Morosha. Oh, so if it's also, then it's, if for some reason we have an isser, then it should be a regular isser. Should ask the whole thing. You want to not be mechalik between ena ben yomo and ben yomo? Fine. So go back to the first part of the mechaber who says that you need shishim, otherwise the whole thing's no good. Marashach, either you shouldn't need anything or it's shishim. Where does klipa come in? That's our question. Okay, so again, it's a fancy way of asking what's with the knives here. Why? Obviously, knives have a different status, there's a different din. We need to understand why this should be. Okay, why should the knife be different? So, again, we already saw what Avinu Peretz says. You take a look in that Tosfos, Chulin Daf Chesma Beis, on that page about Ashochet, Pisak, and Shalot Echom, okay, Tosfos says, at the very beginning, and he has riots. I'm not going to read the riots, but he has riots in different Gemaras. You can look at it yourself, Chesma Beis, and Mas Ashochet. Tzorech Lahamid Biyodin Bo Ashu Bas Yomo. Dilav Hachi Amai Kolev. Okay, Hostam Kelim Shalot Echom, Enem Neyomen. Right, and see, as what says the Tosfos Enochanami. You got to be talking about a case here. This whole Shochet Misakim Shochet Kachom has got to be a case where it is a Ben Yomo Kli. Because if it's not a Ben Yomo, what in the world's a problem? Okay, why should there be any problem? That's basically what Tosfos is driving at. However, if you take a look in the Chidush Harashbo on that Sugin Chulin Chesam Bei, you don't ask Itmar Shochet Misakim. So I printed the Chiddush Rashbo here for you. Okay, if you look through it. And basically what the Rashbo says is like we said before in the parrot, that no, Stam Sakim has Shamnunis. Okay? And that's what we have to be machmer even when it's not Ben Yomo. Why? Because let's remember, the whole din distinguishing between Ben Yomo and Ena Ben Yomo, that's in regards to what? To an absorbed flavor. That's an absorbed, that's in regards to Tom. Okay, and then it becomes a weaker time that we'll discuss as Hashem tomorrow or Thursday, you know, but why that is. But, you know, but in other words, the whole issue of Ben Yomo, and we'll discuss in regards to Nap Bar Nap, which is a similar svar. The whole chiluk between Ben Yomo and not Ben Yomo is when it comes to time. But when it comes to blias, right, absorbed flavor, a blia. But when it comes to Ben, then Ben is Ben. We don't say an Ben Yomo makes a difference. So, if we're saying, which is what Rashbo says, that we're talking about blia, that the knife has some newness on it, so that's like Be'en. So therefore, Eino Ben Yomo doesn't make a difference. So, again, we still don't answer why klipa is good enough, but we'll get to that. But at least we've begun to address the first question. Yeah? Okay, you have a question? Yeah.
So Tosfos is saying that
Tosfos says that the case in the Gemara has got to be talking about Ben Yomo, because Ein Ben Yomo shouldn't be a problem. You shouldn't even need Klipa.
Right,
the other Rishonim disagree. They learn the Gemara differently. I mean, Rosh Bo disagree. The other Rishonim also.
So saying the Mechaber learned
the
Gemara, is it talking about not Ben Yomo?
Right, so then what's the problem? The answer is, because we're saying, because I like the Rosh Bo, I like the Rosh Bo, that there's Ben. That's why. They learn not like those. And the truth of the matter is, you look in the Rambam, I haven't checked out the Rambam in a while, Perek Yud Zayin, Melchus Macholas Asuris, Perek Yud Zayin. So the Rambam tells us, first, V'lo asur Torah alek derer b'asyom u'bavad. Ho v'adayin lo nifgam hashuman shenivlo b'kedei, right? The whole heter eino b'nyomo or eino b'asyomo is because of tam ufgam, right? So when it's b'asyomo, it hasn't yet, the flavor hasn't yet been nifgam. But the rabbanon you should use it fine. If you look on cheres yishan and agoyim shenishach and mechamik and teres of course olam feel like shum ever the smooth doesn't matter. Vimlakachu bishul yom shenib ahava tav shemutov. The evidence mutov good. Gimel okay. Klei tashmish tuvim and agoyim and klei matkos and klei zukuchis. Drum shon establishment called ikar matbilam and mikvah achakach mutar. We saw that gimel lechol by blisto. Udram shesham shali deitzonet kion kosel silchus betonius. Vadichar matbilam and mutar. Dorm shenishtamish bohem al yidei chamin kion yoros yukam kumisun mechame chamin magilan might be a minute turn. Dorm shenishtamish bohem al yidei lor go to food vaskos melabdan bohart shetina sherkli posen might be a minute turn. Fine, that's the Rambam tells. Now, kate zah dalet. Kate said magilan no sin yorik talat of yorik gedola. Umale el amayim at shetzufu al aktano marticha yofi yofi. Okay? Yim hoysa yorik gedola maki vasosa botze kutinu umale amayim at shetzufu amayim al sfosu martiyah. Okay, you have a big clay, it's too big, so you put some kind of a casing around the lid, you fill it up with water until the water spills over. Right? Everything you can put in a bigger pot until you come to the biggest pot. There's nothing to put it in, so you take some kind of a, you know, not cement, but some kind of a material that you encase the rim, so then, you know, and then you can pull the water over. Fine. Then he writes, V'chuan, sh'nishtamjan ha'chalitich ha'chalitich ha'chalitilbin ha'chalitilbin mutar, sh'kol ha'shuman sh'bohem, no same time of gamu. But if you did use any of these kalim purchased from a goy, used kalim purchased from a goy, without doing everything we just said, either you have to rinse them, or you have to table them. Also, you have to rinse them. You have to do agol. You have to leave whatever you have to do, depending on the kalim. Let's say you used it. So he said the evidence okay because he looked in his language. Shekol hashumon shebahen, no saint tam lefgam. It's mutter but the evidence because all the shuman is no saint tam lefgam. So it seems to me. Seems to me that the Rambam is saying also that the concept of no sin tam of gum does apply to bad, right? You know, he sounds like the Rambam is, no? Well, he's saying, huh? Because the lashon is that the shuman is no sin tam of gum, yeah.
But he doesn't consider the shuman to be bad.
That's true too. Okay, that's a good argument. Yeah, maybe he doesn't consider that, but what is it then? Okay. It's more than a bleed for sure, but okay. Anyway, so I'm just pointing out the Rambam may learn differently. The truth of the matter is, if you look in the sugya on Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, going over to Kuf Yud Beis Ben Aleph, and that's the sugya I alluded to before with the Dover Charif. So the Gemara there says, bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, Omar Chizkiya, Omar Abaye, Omar Chizkiya Meshum Abaye, Hilchasa Dogum Shavakar Mutaloch Mukuta. Now, Snom, Shechotcho Besakin Shechotok Bobosar. A radish, a davar charif, radish, that you cut with a knife that has been used to flashing a flashing, right? Also, alcohol kutak. You can't eat that radish together with milk. But vahadami lik snow, that's only true of snow. Why? The agav churfe bola, because of its charifa, so it's bolea. Aval kishos, we eat the other type, squash, cucumbers, whatever, gor lebay, pis paske vachy, just do slice it, cut off that part. Okay, Rashi says kishos, misuko, ve'en on nilo besoch, ela shamnunis tzap, ve'omid amokom chatap. And you can eat it with milchis. Okay, now what comes out is that the Rambam also, the Rashi also is talking about the Shamnunis. The part the, he says there are two problems. Hilcha, dogim shalom bekar mutalochem bekutah gedamer deinos and tam abom and amamish shalos and tam abom and osan tam. The stam kar mekanchem osam mishuman akar shalom mishum milchis. Aval sakin. Here's the key point for us right now. Aval sakin, says the Rambam. The knife can have shamnunis on which you can't see. It's grease. And, you know, sometimes it's oily. It's green. You can't see it. You look at the knife, you don't see it. You cut the radish, it gives you, you know, it gives off into the radish the flavor of mamish bad. And then the other thing is because of Duchat and Sakina. But he gives both reasons. The Rambam also, Rashi also seems to tell us that part of the Chumlu, the Sakin, is the stuff that's on there, the Blias, the Shamnunis. Okay? Now, so, Take, come back on your question. So, what is Tosis Take? Oh, well, there's no Shamnunis. Could old Shamnunis is not bad. Could be. Okay, but the question is, Tosis, I mean, you know, it's a Metzius matter. All right, so could be the Tosis hold, you know, like I just said from the Rambam. Could be the Tosis hold, Ein Achanami, there's Shamnunis. But who says that Ein Ben Yomo, maybe Ein Yomo Ben Yomo does work by Shamnunis, maybe because it's very little. Okay, but there's perhaps another Svara to say that no, Saint Tom of Gam, and hence Ein Ben Yomo, does work by certain types of ban. Okay, you know, you can argue that Shamnunis, yeah, Tosos will agree with Shamnunis, but nevertheless, it's going to be an Indian of Ben Yomo. It's going to be a Kulam. Okay, and that's based on the Gemara of Azor Daf Ayin Hamad Beis. The Gemara we just read, so I'm not going to read the whole Gemara again. That's the Halakeh Tarabana, Halakeh Klitash, we don't take a home, just so the Rambam. Right, what you buy from the guy, so you have to do certain things. Right, if it's this type of Kli, then you have to just toy with it. No. Another type of Kli you need, Hagola. Different type of Kli you need, Limon. Okay, whatever you need for those types of Kli, Kedah. So, one second. But it says, and if you use them without, if you use them without anything, then, you know, then it's actually a machokas, also versus mutter, and that depends on the whole Nosan Tamkam is also a mutter. We pass Nosan Tamkam is mutter. But one second. One of the examples they gave, and here's the part I'm going to read. The kulon, shenishtamish ben ad shalo yak bilu, shalo yak ilo, velo shilabin. If you didn't do the tefillah, if you didn't do hagol, if you didn't do libin, so then there's a machokas whether that is now also a mutter with the evid. Okay, are you allowed to use it or not? Osir mutter, not that. That's the machokas. Whether we say no sintam kam is osir or no sintam kam is mutter. That's a very important point of Azar. Ayin hamid beis going over to ayin vav and aleph. We discussed it already, right? So everyone understand what I just said. So ask Tosus there on ayin hamid beis to ask the chula. Tosus, one second. Tevila in the mikveh. That's got nothing to do with kashering it. That's you talk about a type of kli which the guy only used for cold. Types of glasses or whatever else, they only use for cold. So there's never any bli of issu. So what do you have to do? You have to do tvila altswat. Altvila's kalim. That's a separate thing. Why then would the Gemara say, well, if you used it without the tvila, I understand the second and third case. If you use the kli without hagola when you're supposed to do hagola, if you use the kli without libun when you're supposed to do libun, okay, I understand. Then we have machokas whether you're allowed to use it or not, because machokas whether nosim tamakam is also a mutus. That's the machokas. But everybody should agree that if you use it without tvila, that doesn't impact anything. It should be good, but regardless what you hold by nosim tamakam. Right? There was no tam, there's no bliya, it's cold. Everyone understand Akasha? That's what Tosis is bothered by. We read the Tosis before, and now we're just explaining a little more clearly. So Tosis says, L'man de tali mutter nokat shapur ad shol yadbil. Okay? Avomad tani also ain lesser in the stamish b'kodem tvila. Okay, how can the guy who says osir hold that if you the one who says no ten tam of gam osir, how can he hold that not only it's osir when you're supposed to do libun you didn't do libun, you're supposed to do agola you didn't do agola, also it's osir you're supposed to do tvila you didn't tvila. Why? Tvila is a different din. It's a din in tvila's kalim, and it's got nothing to do with b'liya sister. There is no b'liya sister. Something used for cold. So he says miu. Iko lememar the gozer auto kodem hagola libun. They made a low plug, just like we're not supposed to use it without hagola or not libun because nosin tamakam is also. So they made a low plug, same thing, gzera auto, okay, gzera auto. Now from this it would appear that generally speaking, if you're holding nosin tamakam is also, okay, let's understand. Stam klei goyim we said before ain't a binyomo, all right. But apparently there's still a chashash of iser. In other words, apparently there is still some chashash of iser. Otherwise, you wouldn't make it. You don't just make it gzera otu, a low plug out of the blue sky. You make it, the Tosfos doesn't say low plug, it says gzera otu. Gzera otu. Gzera otu. What do you mean gzera otu? How do you have a gzera otu? Okay. Apparently, there is some concern that there is some iser here. Now, we pass genosim tam is mutter, all right? So we assume, therefore, that there is no problem with a kli that was not nitba. Okay. That's how Tosis learned. But apparently, the back of the mind here is that there is still possibly some Isser in this mix. Now, the Ramban, in the Chiddush Ramban, learns that sugya differently. He said that when it says Tevila, it's not talking about Tevila of Tevila's Kalim. It's talking about Hadacha, rinsing it off. Rinsing it off. That's what the Ramban says. He says, first he says what Tevila accomplishes. He says like a type of Geiris, right? The Geiris for Kalim. That's not exactly, that's not a Chassidish of art. The Ramban says it. Like when you buy kalim from a guy, so you have to convert the kelim to become, he says, v'shiyotzum etumas hagoy v'nechlus l'kedushas Yisrael. Right? It's a, I don't know how seriously it means it, but it's a form of geirus in a way. That's what Tfilas Kelel. I put that on a page just stomp, it's interesting. Then he writes, V'hod diksoni sh'nishtamish v'nat sh'lo hitba v'lo higa v'lo hibin sh'lo hidiach kalmar. But the issue is that you didn't rinse it off. And now we have a chashash of an iser. Right? Well, what's the chashash of an iser? We're told so we don't understand it. Okay, but the Ramban, where you talk, tefillah means tefillah to mikveh, we don't understand. What is iser? Now we're saying that the Gemara is what it says, if you used it without tefillah, it's like, or used it without hagol, used it without libun, so then it's a problem according to the Ramban, says, no, some time of God. Also, what's the problem if you didn't do tefillah? So what's the answer? The problem is, says Ramban, it doesn't mean tefillah. What does it mean? Hadocha, you didn't do hadocha. You didn't rinse it off. Okay, you didn't rinse it off. Well, what are you rinsing it off from? Not from bliya, from behem. Right? Rinsing means there's a problem with behem. Right? That's what rinsing. If you're concerned about the rinsing, means there's a problem with behem. That's why you need hadocha. And if you didn't do hadocha, then it's iser. At least according to Mandamor says, no sin tam kam is also. Okay? However, if you hold like the other opinion, which will be paskin, no sin tam kam is mutter. That means no sin tam kam works even against behem. You follow the lumbus here? No sin. If according to the Ramban, learns, okay, that there is a concern here for the need. Tefillah means hadocha, and if you didn't do hadocha, then it's an iser according to the person who says the dosin tam kam is aser. Where is the iser? Iser what? Nothing was nivla. The answer is no, but the hadocha means that they were concerned for hadocha means there's ben, there's crumbs, there's something sticking, there's something there. Okay, even though it was used for coal, but there's still some residue of something other there. So according to that mandomar, now you need to do what? You need to rinse it off. You didn't rinse it off, so now we have to consider, like, you didn't do hadocha, you didn't do hagol, you didn't do hagol, you didn't do libun, you didn't do libun, whatever the circumstances are, so you need hadocha. Now, we paskin the no sin tam gam is mutter. So what we're saying is, we're saying that no, at least according to this view, no sin tam lef gam extends is a reason, or meisleis, or ena ben yomo, works even with ben. To come full circle. That's what I'm trying to prove to you, that there could be such a shita. Okay? There could be, and maybe that's what Tosus by us, you know, the Tosus in Abu Zara, maybe that's what Tosus held. That even though there's Shamnunis, but because Tosus seemed to say that, remember, Tosus by the Shita case, right? Tosus by Shokin. What did Tosus say? Tosus says that there has to be a case when it's Ben Yomo, because Ena Ben Yomo. So it has to be, what's the problem? What do you mean, Ena Ben Yomo? Ena ben yomo doesn't, according to this approach, Ena ben yomo can work, so to speak, even if there is a case of ben. And that could be the sheet of the Tosus over there, Kulin. Full disclosure, the Rashba in 21, the Chiddush Rashba there in Abu Zar Daf Ayin Hamid Beis, quoted from the Ravid, he says he doesn't think the Ramban is right. Usually the Rashba follows the Ramban very often in the Talmud, but he says, but the Gemara didn't say Hadocha, the Gemara said Tvila. Okay, and Tvila doesn't necessarily mean Hadocha, it's not the same thing. And he also said to do what no sin tam of gam is there, so he disagrees. But anyway, we paskin that no sin tam of gam. There is no sin tam of gam with ben. All right. So once we say that, that's why the mechaber here can be machmir. Okay, the mechaber can say that if you don't know, even when it's ena ben yomo, you'll require kedei klipa. So now at least we understand why, where there's a knife, and we've determined that knives, even a knife that's not ben yomo, has shamnunis. Okay, and we don't consider it. In other words, we don't consider it. Ain't no sin tam of gam. You know, the same thing by ben. So why do we need? Why does klipa suffice? Why should klipa suffice? That's the last question here. Why should klipa suffice? So there is another gemara. Gemara Psachim Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Again, we pass in no sin tam of gam doesn't help by ben. No sin tam of gam doesn't help. There's still going to be an issue with ben, and that's why our mechaber here paskins we have ben on the knife. That's what we said. The distinction is by knives that it has shamnunis. Okay, even if it's not ben yomo, that's the case in the shulchan aruch. Ain't ben yomo, right? This knife, the milchigan knife that you cut the flesh of a steak with, was ain't ben yomo. Okay, but this ain't ben yomo now has ben on it. So therefore, we have to be machmir. So now we've established why we can say that. We've established why. You know, the we don't just say, oh, Ena ben yomo, ball game over. No, the shamnunis, yeah.
If it's ben yomo, you would still say it's not a chalukah? I mean, it is not a chalukah if it's
After 24 hours, even though it's no Sintam of Yom, even though it's no Sintam of Yom, we're still concerned. And that's what we're saying with Tosus by us, maybe held. And that explains, once you say, put it all together, you say that a knife has Shamnunis, which is banned. Even though it's not, but the Mechaber says, even though it's Einu Ben Yomo, we should have asked, and it's Mechaber, we did ask. What do you mean Einu Ben Yomo? Einu Ben Yomo, it's over Einu Ben Yomo, what's the issue? No, Einu Ben Yomo is not over, because when you're dealing with Be'en, Einu Ben Yomo, it's ball game over when you have Tom, it's Bliz, then ball game over with Einu. But now we've shown, that's the whole lump that's behind it. But we still haven't said, so why does the people work? Okay, why does he require Shishim? That we didn't answer yet, so that's what just address right now quickly. Again, this is just, I don't spend much time, I just want to give you some of the lump that's behind, you know, what the Mechaber says, because this should jump out at us. What do you mean, Einu Ben Yomo? Einu Ben Yomo, could they clip or why? Should we completely mutter Einu Ben Yomo? Now at least we understand that according to, there's a way to work out that it's, even if it's Einu Ben Yomo, there's still a concern when it comes to a ban. Okay? Anyway, but there's another Gemara, Pesachim, Ayin Vav Mad Aleph, which I have in source 22. The Gemara says, Tanan, Sachu B'Shemen Shel Truma. The guy smeared the Shemen Shel Truma onto the meat, and so, Karban Pesach meat, he put Shemen Shel Truma on it, whatever reason. So if the Chabur of Kohanim, you can eat it. No problem. Okay? That depends. We just, okay, well, whatever the case is, but then the Gemara concludes, if it's Yisrael, alright, then you have to be kolev and we do klipa. So Gemara says, 1 second. Bishlom Rav do Amar Yilod Gavar. Amtul Halki Saigul do Klipa. Saigul do Klipa, which should be Yilod Tzonehu. Okay? But Elishmul, Domar Tatar Gavar, Kem de Chamu Mibla Bala. Amai Saigul do Klipa. Nitzel Agamri. Shiny Sikho. Mashu ba Amu. There's only a Mashu. So the Taz here, and the Shach. Taz is the Gimel, and the Shach is the Chavches. Here. The Taz basically says that we're talking here with the Shamnunis is only a small part against the meat. And he says, Take, if there would be more of Shamnunis in this knife, then Take would aser, though you would require Shishim. It's just such a small amount. And in different ways, different words, the Shach says the same thing. He quotes the Sugim Psachim, Sikot Chavches. He says that the order there calls Shiny Sicha. All he did was the guy did with the Karban Pesach, he rubbed a little bit of Shemen Shel Truma. Just the outer layer. That's called a mashu b'alma. So the Shach says, you see from there that what we might call a blia mu'etes, right, a very minimal blia, like Shamnun is, so klipa is good enough. Okay, even though other Achonim quotes the Bach, and he's matu all the way. But anyway, it's very interesting because there's a part of that long Taz, the Gibel, the Taz disagrees with the father of the Bach, and because the Bach is matu altogether, doesn't even need the klipa. Doesn't even require kadei klipa. All that lumpness I said before you can throw away. It says you don't need kadei klipa. It's Einu Ben Yomo. So the Shah Taz has a bunch of kashas. And it's interesting, the Nekudas HaKesef, in the Nekudas HaKesef, he challenges the Bach, the Taz's, or defends the Bach against the Taz's objection to the Bach. However, at the end, he says, we call Mokla Ian Dina Dvar Venice. But I agree with the Taz's conclusion. The Shach and the Taz don't argue here, Allah Chalamaisa. Okay, he doesn't like the riots that the Taz brings against the Ba, that he defends the Ba. But he says, at the end of the day, I agree that the Klipa is sufficient. That's what Aruch HaShulchan passing as well in the Sif Lamed. Okay, very good. Sif, one other point that the Ramon mentions here. Till now, we were talking about the meat was in a Kli Rishon. He says Aval. Okay, what if now the meat is not in the meat that you're cutting with this knife was not in the Kli Rishon, it was already on a plate, it was away from the fire and so on, at the table. Okay, it wasn't you slicing it inside, it's in a Kli Sheni. What difference does that make? So there are more rights if the meat is in a Kli Sheni, okay. Then all you need the basar needs kedei klipa, and the sake needs what's called ne'itza bekarka, pounding it into the ground. Ne'itza bekarka, and it says the Ramo v'cheinogin v'afilein asake minyom yeshlikla v'abosam at mishum shamunus asake. And he also brings up the shamunus asake here at the end. But in any event, well, I want to speak for a moment about this din. Okay? Generally speaking, you should know, we've discussed in the past, what is the status of Kli Sheni? So we know that in Hilchos Shabbos, we learn that Kli Sheni is not Mevasha. Right? The whole thing of tea and other things, Kli Sheni is not Mevasha. Right? The walls cool off the liquid, Kli Sheni is not Mevasha. We also learn in regard to Vasa B'cholav, we discussed earlier, there's no Bishul Vasa B'cholav in a Kli Sheni. Okay? The question is, do we say, therefore, La Halacha, a Kli Sheni is mamish like a tzonim, like if it's cold, okay, and then up, there's no blias there either? Or do we say, no, it's not mevasha, but it can be bolea. All right, so the Ramo here, it seems like he's mekel, certainly, but with Duka and Sakina, you require klipa, require de klipa. Now, that's the Ramo over here. The Chiddush Rekiv Eger makes an important point, which is potential. The Ramo asks what klipa is potentially relevant today. Okay, what do you need all these things to get klipa? So again, so we said all along. The Chiddush Rekiv Eger points out mishum de be'en shal asakin, avo biyadua shasakin noki, then af benyomo ain't sar klipa. He quotes, if you know that the knife is clean, I would suggest, and I think the Bader Shulchan talks about it. Okay, that nowadays we have a different type of society. You know, we have running water in the house. In the olden days, people had kelim which weren't always washed in the home because, you know, in order to wash, you had to go down to the river or wherever, to the well, or to the lake. People would do that every day. Today, forget about a dishwasher, but even if you didn't have a dishwasher, right after you finished eating supper, you usually do the dish, maybe the next day. It depends, I guess, if you're married. Say, you guys got stuff lying around for a long time until you run out, right? But Lamaisa, I think, and maybe that's what Kibeg is saying. I'll never forget the time I was once. I went up to one of my friends' dorm rooms here in Reuben Hall, when I was a student here. And I never saw such a mess in a room, and I'm far from a neat freak, believe me. Okay, but like, you know, when I opened this drawer to get a rubber band, inside the drawer, you know, there was a steak defrosting. I said, oh, God, I mean, inside the drawer, you know, together with the pencils and the paper clips and rubber bands. You know, but okay, that's guys in the dorm. But Lamaisa, in most homes, in your parents' home, the knives are clean. No? I mean, we don't have dirty knives lying around. So therefore, I think, based on this in Akiva Eger, one could argue that nowadays, you know, the things are clean. There's room to be mako, not worry about the shamnunis. Okay, the Shach, the Kotel Lamed Aleph, talks about a sakin, which is ena ben yomo milchigs, which cut the fleshings. He says you could. So then we have all these dinim about you require a klipa and so on and the itza, but he says, for parv you can use it. For parv you can use it. Okay. The Taz, the Kanya Dalit, also quotes an interesting Maharshal. I just want to finish this up quickly, next 2 or 5 minutes. The Taz quotes an interesting din from the Maharshal, who says it's an important Maharshal, okay, which again has bearing. He says this whole din of the Ramah is wrong. Why? Because he says the whole chiluk between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is by liquid. Hilchos Shabbos was talking about, soup, tea, it's by Kli Sheni. But by Kli Rishon, then Dabar Gush, he calls it. Dabar Gush, a salad. I'm sorry, it's all by Dabar Lach, but by Dabar Gush, or by a salad item, it doesn't matter as long as it's still hot. As long as the item's still hot, so then it's with ducha the sakin, it's going to be ducha sin plus heat, okay, and therefore we don't make any such chiluk between kli rishon and kli sheni. That's the opinion of the. In other words, the Ramah here is mekel. The bottom line is the Ramah here is mekel. He says that if it's a kli sheni, so there's no issue, right? You just need klipa. But a number of other acharon on the page are not so thrilled with it. Taz is not thrilled with it because of our shal has this chumrah. The pishei tshuva, it's the cotton dalid. Quotes of Chassam Sofer. He doesn't like it either. He says, even a Kli Shlishi, even a Kli Revi, there's Blios as long as it's hot. Right? So again, it's a major machlokas. It's a major machlokas. Just with regards to this Ne'itza Bekarka situation. So that's a Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. Continuation of that Sugya of Avodah Zarah. We looked at before, I involve Manalab. At the end of that Sugya, we sometimes find that sticking a knife into the ground can get whatever ben off of it. Why? Or shamnunis. Because the ground, the dirt in the ground, and all kinds of rules, how many times you have to do it, what does the ground have to be like. So, I printed for you Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph Sid Zion. So Yerodea. So later, you know, there's different types of winitza. It has to be karka kosher, and you can't put the knife in the same place twice. You know, has to, there are all kinds of rules about nitza, but it comes out from that sugya. Basically, nitza cannot work when you require hagalah, when you require lead, when you require the advanced type of kosher, nitza can't substitute. When you require klipa, so then there's room sometimes to say that nitza will take over. The Rambam brings us the halacha, Perk Yud Zayin. Ram writes, okay, and you can use it for coal. Okay, so again, there is such a concept as meitza, but its application is at least somewhat limited. Again, you only talk about it when you have something kedei klipa, and again, it doesn't come up in all that many cases. Today, I would say, though, as some do say, that since today we have very abrasive, what do you call steel wool, or these very strong cleansers that are like Brillo pads, or these things that have a lot of abrasiveness to it, so that may suffice. I think logically one can argue that suffices instead of Nitza Mekarka. The last two sifim here in the Simon Sadi Dalin to mention. Okay, an interesting Sif Ches. The Beis Yosef talks about the name of Rabbeinu Rucham. An interesting case. We read from the Beis Yosef quickly. The Beis Yosef says, okay, end of the sin, he says, Kosev Rabbeinu Rucham, Maisa Hoya V'nofal Toch Tanur Shal Panadash Gvina. He had an oven which was cooking panadash, some type of fleshig dish, a stew of some sort. Okay, some cheese went in. The hitter ri a panadash beklipa. We only require the klipa la simelel. A filo shagvina lachash ain derek gvina likane is kol kach. Okay, gvina doesn't go in so much. Venira de lo domi la bosser otech shechot kol besak and cholevis. The awesome in a parrot. The awesome shayed the agav duch in a sakina mibletuva. Inami hosam an a tamish of the sakin pamish of shuman karish alov. Eno nika. Shholter bari tam a bomen a mamish mashena kain bekara. Again, if there's no duch in a sakina, okay, with a piece of cheese that somehow flew in. There's no dukkah sakina, there's no shuman on it. Okay, so then there's some room to be made, in this case, of the panadash. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says. Im nofal atanur panadash gvina, afilu lach gvina cham v'kar abasa bas yoma, eno osel gnei klipa. Okay, even if it's gvina chama v'kar abasa bas yoma, some hot cheese went on a flesh of a plate, only us is kidei klipa. All right. The Taz, it's in Kotan Tazvah, it's Kotan Zayin, assumes, as a Dabar Pashut, he writes in Kotan Tazvah, pure Ka'ara Shalbasar. Dainu Sha'osim Bom Machal Shalbasar Hanikra Panadash. It was a plate, it wasn't that it fell into the meat, okay, but it was onto the plate. Okay, the Shach, it's in Kotan Lamed Bey, he says, no, even it fell onto the food itself. Okay, why is the Klipa enough over here? Again, because he says, we're talking about cheese, it's a Dabar, this cheese is a Dabar Yovesh, okay. And it doesn't go in that much. And it says afilu lacha, but it's still comparatively yovesh. The Bir Agra and Sukkot and Lamed brings three chilukim. Sukkot and Lamed. He says aval rashbo kas of gimel chilukim binaguv. If it's a dry type of cheese, also gedei klipa. Over rot of ktsas, also gedei nitila. In lachgam or tzarch samed neged kol akara, which he says is what the shach means. And the reason I'm not spending that much time on this is because of the Dogma Mervava. The Dogma Mervava says over here, "Dimas Agvina, Agvina Atzma Tzorach Matila, Vima Panada Shomein Nesra Agvina." If the meat thing was fat, you know, had a lot of fat, then the cheese becomes also Ulididan Bichol Inyo Nesra Kula. We're going to ask for everything. It's very hard. How liquidy? How dry? We talk about the meat. Is it fatty? How fatty is fatty? So the Dogma Mervava says Lamaisa. We don't accept this whole kula, and that's the end of that. So I don't want to spend that much time on it. Finally, Siftes is based on a Mordechai. Mordechai Psochem had a case. Ma'asebol if they read, his Remez Tavkuf Samach Beis, source 42. B'dvash shebishu machbas boser basyoma, v'riku cham b'shalchola basyoma. The guy was cooking honey in a fleshig pan. He was heating up honey in a fleshig pan, which was basyoma. And he poured it out into a milchig pan. The hit the re was makel the afagav the batsyomi Ashkan Shamnunis Pidvah Shabinos in Talm of Gam. Okay, whatever honey, the interaction of honey and meat is no Sintalm of Gam automatically. And also others point out it's not Banata Terra. The Mechaber accepts as Lalok and Siftes, Bishlu Dvash, Pimachva Shabasar, Bas Yoma. Okay, you cooked up honey, heated up honey in a flashing pan. Bahariku Cham, and you pour it out while it's hot in the car, Shalchal Bas Yoma, into a flashing milk in your pot. Mutter Mishum Dave, no Sintar, no Sintam, De Terra. He says it because it's not Banata Terra. It doesn't say the same as the Mordechai. So the Taz is sensitive to that. He said, really, there seem to be two reasons to be made clear. One is what the Mechaber says, it's Mishum Davinos and Tam, Barinos and Tam. Okay, it's not Barnat that Terra, right? From the meat to the honey, and then from the honey into the Milchut. Okay, which is based on the Beis Yosef. This all comes from the Beis Yosef. Okay, and the other reason, which the Mordechai himself gives. And there is an interesting Nafkamina. We'll finish with this, Nafkamina. Okay, Nafkamina would be, what if the pot you were cooking with the honey, you were warming up the honey in, actually had meat in it. Okay, it wasn't just a flesh of your pan, it actually had meat in it. Alright, so if you hold meat and honey, the interaction, those in time of God, so it's still going to be mutter. If you hold that it's based on naparnata terra, well, it's not going to be naparnata terra, you have actual man here, actual meat, so then it's not going to be mutter. Okay, and and of course, Akesef says the Mechaber is also Moda, you know, for the other reason as well, but it's the most Dalek Gam. Anyway, I just didn't mention that over here. So that's the end of Sif Tzadi Dal, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll begin with Sif Tzadi Hei. Okay. Anyone stay from there?